everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. And we are really excited today. We have one of our hall stars here. It's so fun. We are talking with Tori DeVito today. And thank you so much, Tori, for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes. And I don't know if you knew, but the Christmas Promise actually won one of our Hallmarkies podcast awards this last February that we gave them out. Yeah, I tried to reach you, but I wasn't able to. But Dylan accepted the award, which was fun. And
What was the award?
The award was for Best Miracles of Christmas Movie of 2021.
Wow, I'm so flattered. Thank you. Oh my gosh, I did not know that actually.
Yeah, voted on by the fans. So it was very fun.
Awesome.
We really enjoyed that film. It was one of my favorites of the whole season. So we're going to talk about that. But before we get into that, we'd like to ask our guest to tell us a little bit about how you got inspired to become an actress. How did that all happen?
I always attribute it to seeing Les Miserables on Broadway when I was 7. I was so obsessed with that play and so obsessed with Eponine, the character Eponine. And my mother made me a handmade costume that looked like hers. I used to make my dad play the male part, and I used to just perform all of her pieces. And I don't think I really knew that that was acting that I actually was like in love with yet, because I was playing violin at that time. And so I was definitely like performing, and I didn't get into acting till I was 15. But I definitely think that play planted the seed in my head for sure.
Well, you and I are of the same mold then, because I also was super inspired by Les Mis. It was when I was in high school. They had that 10-year anniversary concert on PBS or whatever. And I just watched it on repeat over and over.
I'm telling you, there's no amount of time. Like, I can watch it a million times. Like, I could go see that play. I've probably seen it 10 times, and I could see it 10 more. There's no cutoff.
Yeah, me too. That's cool. I love the whole message of Les Mis. It's so beautiful, and the songs are so great.
Yeah.
I
love it.
I hope you get a chance someday to be in it. That would be really
fun. Oh my
fun.
God. Well, if I could sing like that, I would. I can't sing like that, unfortunately, but my God, if I could, I would be at that audition every year.
So I was reading on IMDb that your dad is a drummer.
Yes.
Played for Billy Joel.
Yeah. He drummed for Billy Joel for 30 years.
Oh my gosh.
He's still drumming. He's in a new band now called the Slim Kings. And actually, a fun fact, the Slim Kings, we have a dance sequence in Rip and Time, the new movie that's coming out May 22nd. And we used my dad's band, the Slim Kings, song that were the rock song that we're dancing to in the beginning. So
that's really cool.
Yeah. So I was excited about that. It's a great song. They're a great band. So
that's neat. And so that's how you got started playing violin?
Yeah. So on one of the Billy Joel tours, I think it was the Stormfront tour, I was 6 years old, and I was on tour with my parents, and it was the only time that Billy had a violinist on tour with them. And I was just like completely enamored with her and like followed her around everywhere. And then after the end of the tour, I asked my parents if I could play, and they said yes. And that was it.
That's really cool.
We'd like to take a second and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. It's the Hallmarkies Merch Store.
Are you looking for that perfect gift for the postable, hardy, or Hallmarkie in your life?
What about getting that t-shirt or hoodie that will help you stand out at your next holiday party?
Now is the time to check out the Hallmarkies Merch Store.
Full of festive designs by artists like Jessica Miller, Carrie from Hallmark Comics, and more.
You can even have more than just shirts, but totes, cell phone cases, notebooks, mugs, and more.
And it isn't just Hallmark. We have designs for Anne of Green Gables, Man from Snowy River, The Nanny, and more.
Every purchase at the merch store goes to help support the podcast and allows us to make the great content you know and love.
There are frequent sales, so go to tpublic.com/stores/Hallmarkies or see the link in the description.
That's tpublic.com/stores/Hallmarkies.
So you've been in a bunch of different shows and films. And I'm just curious, what's it like to be in a movie with someone like Anthony Hopkins? That must be pretty amazing.
I know. Well, to be honest with you, I didn't have like a direct scene with him, but I did get to be on set with him, and I met him, and he was so gracious and so nice. And then I got to watch him film one of his scenes. He had a scene where he was like sitting in the hospital and he was crying about the emotional, he finds something out, he was emotional about something, and then like the camera pans back. And he had so many different variations of that one moment that he would just do, okay, now this variation, now this variation. And it was almost like watching a machine. Like he could just go from one thing to the next, and then he would come back behind the monitor and watch what he was doing. And I was like, oh my God, I was just, it was amazing.
Do you remember the first role that you ever got?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Well, the very first, I did commercial work in Orlando. I did a Busch Gardens commercial where I was actually supposed to be an extra, and they bumped me up that day, and I was like, I have any words, but I, that was like my first like job. And then, but my first speaking role, I was, I think 15 or 16. And there was this show called Safe Harbor. It was on the WB, which is now the CW, but it was the WB back then. And they were filming in Jacksonville, Florida. And I was still going to high school in Winter Park, Florida. And I had one line, and I played the like cute girl in school. I didn't even have a name. I think it was just like girl, you know, cute girl number one was literally like the title. And then the lead character, he drops his glasses and he's supposed to be kind of nerdy. And I step on them and they like pan at my leg and I go, oh, sorry, buddy. And I walked away. And that was my first role ever. So silly.
I bet you were really excited.
Oh my God. I was so excited. Yeah. And my friends were so, I had this best friend who actually passed away like 11 years ago, but he was one of my best friends in high school, and we had it on VHS. You know, we recorded it off the TV on VHS, and he came over and he'd play it over and over again. And he'd be like, oh, sorry, buddy. Oh, it was funny.
Yeah. Well, you were a part of three pretty iconic television shows, One Tree Hill, Vampire Diaries, and Pretty Little Liars, all three.
Yeah.
So that must have been amazing.
Yeah so fun. I mean, it's kind of cool because I do feel like they came out like, you know, one after another all during that time. I definitely feel like it's like a big time stamp of my career and my life, you know. And I definitely attribute those shows to the success I have today, you know what I mean? Like they got me seen. They got me this like amazing following of mostly young girls, but I love it. You know, I'm super grateful to all three of those shows.
Yeah. Yeah. So your first Hallmark movie, Best Christmas Party Ever. how did you end up getting involved on that project?
You know what? God, it was so long ago. I hardly remember how I got involved. But I remember having so much fun. Stephen Lund was my co-star, and he is such a fun guy. Like, he was just so nice. We laughed so much. I had the time of my life on that show. It was so fun. And we kept laughing at the name. I mean, the best Christmas party ever. That's such a silly name.
Well, we need to get Steve on the podcast one of these days because, he's so dreamy and great. And
he's great.
Mm-hmm. And then you did Right Before Christmas.
Yes.
And that must have been kind of fun to be sort of, it was like Hallmark kind of quasi Love Actually attempt.
Yeah. Well, it was fun too, because I hadn't seen Chad since actually that's not true. What's really funny about that is I hadn't seen Chad in like 10 years or something, you know? Literally like a month before we went to go, a month before I found out I was going to do Right Before Christmas, I did this random One Tree Hill convention in Wilmington with Drew Seeley and Chad.
Oh,
and then a month later I found out I'm going to do a movie with Drew Seeley and Chad. And I was like, that's so weird. I haven't seen them in a decade. And I just saw them. And what's funny about that is like, I mean, I love Chad. It was really wonderful working with him. And it was fun getting to do that film with him. But Drew and I actually met him in high school. So I've known Drew since I was like 16 years old. But that was the first time we actually worked together. So that was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that was a fun, fun movie, something a little bit different. And now you are on Chicago Med.
Sorry. I was on Chicago Med for 6 years. I left May of last year.
Okay. Okay. And that must have been an interesting show to be on.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I learned more about the medical field than I ever thought I would. And I'm just like, I made so many lifelong friends on that show. I learned so much on that show. Mm-hmm. And I was ready, you know, because I'd done, and so appreciative to be able to have, but I did so many teen shows for so long that I kept putting out there. I was like, I really want to do like adult content. Like I'm really, you know, ready to start doing like adult things. So then I got Med and I was like, oh, this is perfect. This is exactly what I've been looking for. So I had a blast doing that show.
Cool. So The Christmas Promise, like I said, I really enjoyed the film. I thought it was very well written, and I think it was a bit of a risk because they could have just had you starting out as the widow or losing your fiance. But they have you start out with a relationship with Giles Henry, I think was his name. And that was tricky because it's risky to show you in two relationships because you don't want to have better chemistry with one than the other. Right. No. And so you get together with Dylan, it could be like, oh, well, we like her better with Giles, right. But that wasn't the case. I thought you had chemistry with both of them and it worked. That worked really well.
Yeah. That's a good point. You know what? I actually didn't even think of that, but, I really did have chemistry with both of them. I really enjoyed working with both of them. Giles cracked me up so much. I mean, I laughed so much with Dylan too. I always feel like that's like a good barometer of like good chemistry when you're laughing off set, right? Mm-hmm. But what I love so much about that movie was, and what excited me was, I feel like Hallmark is taking steps in kind of changing certain formulas and stuff. And I felt like that movie was a part of them kind of taking steps in another direction. I mean, I don't think they, you know, especially in their Christmas movies, they don't deal with grief. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when I read that, I was like, whoa, is this really a Hallmark movie? Like, and I really enjoyed the script. Like I really had a lot of fun with it. And, I adored Dylan. He's so fun to work with. He's such a nice, jovial, like, very humble, sweet guy. Like, I just had a really great time.
My favorite scene in the whole movie is the question mark or an exclamation point, the kiss. Cause not only do we get a mid movie kiss, which is rare, you know, which is fun, but I just thought it was so brilliant. The whole idea of, am I doing this thing in a bold way, an exclamation point, or I'm hesitant, I'm nervous, you know, kind of a question mark. And that whole, I thought that was really well done. And you did a great job, you and Dylan, with that banter. I thought it was very, very good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. What was that like filming that scene?
I mean, you know, what's so funny. I have to like actually pinpoint it. You know, it's like, how long ago was that? Oh, it was a year ago. No, it wasn't even a year ago yet, was it? It aired last September. Oh my God, it feels like a lifetime ago. I mean, you know, it's so funny because you always get so nervous, kind of not nervous, but going into those scenes, it's like, you know, to have to like draw up this like, you know, intimate moment with somebody that you've not really gotten to know yet. But Dylan just made all those moments like so easy and so fun. And like, we really talked them out. And I think that was the thing that we really wanted to come across, is like their chemistry and like the cute moments. We really wanted them to stand out. So it makes me so happy that that stood out to you, because like you said, she did start, you know, in love, madly in love with somebody else. So Dylan and I really had to make those moments like different than her first relationship, but also like just as much chemistry, if not more, but also respectful of her past. He wanted to be like respectful of her past So there was like a lot of layers that went into it, but yeah, it was fun.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I also liked the whole group of friends that you had. I felt like if that felt like a group of real friends with chemistry. I thought they did a good job.
Yeah, we all had fun together. They were great.
And you have like Karen Holness, Matthew James Dowden, and some really fun actors.
Totally.
On there.
It was great.
Cool. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about Rip in Time? It seems like a quirky, interesting movie.
Yes. I absolutely love this script. It's a movie based on the Rip in Time fable. It's about time travel. I play Sarah Majors, who is an organic farmer, and she's living in upstate New York. After leaving the city, she has a kid. She's a single mom. She lives up there with her dad. They have, you know, like they sell produce, and Rip, she finds him one night in her barn. And the whole story is kind of about him telling his tale and her thinking, you know, trying to figure out like what is wrong with this guy. Like I think her sympathy for him comes from like, he must have PTSD. There must like, he hit his head. He really did hit his head. So she's like, you know, he must have something going on. And then them kind of developing this, you know, connection through all that. And honestly, when I read the script, I was like, I love the way this is written. I love this story. And then filming it, I got to film with Niall Mader, who's absolutely amazing, like the sweetest guy ever. And we had great chemistry. And then the other guy who was in it with us, Casey, I'm blanking on his last name. He was absolutely incredible too. It was just
Anderson.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Every single actor on that show was incredible. So not only did we have like great writing, but we had great acting. And even the kid who played my son, it was his first job ever. And he nailed it. He was so good. Like, and it was so great. And I loved our director, Jessica Harmon. She's amazing. And she brought such fresh eyes to this script. And it just ticked all the boxes all across the board. And I'm honestly so excited for people to see this. I'm excited to see it. And I don't say that a lot about a lot of the projects I do. I'm normally like, I don't know if I'm going to watch it, blah, blah, blah. But I'm really excited to see it.
So Niall's character has been asleep since like for 200 years or so, or for.
Well, yeah, no. So his father, so it's more like the time travel. He just kind of came straight through.
Okay.
So that part, yeah. But it's more like his father, Rip Van Winkle, he thought, you know, he said he went through this cave and 20 years later he came back. You know what I mean? And so I don't want to give away too much, so it's loosely based on the fable.
So it's on the Movies and Mysteries channel. So does it have some dramatic aspects to it or is it more lighthearted?
I would say it's, it definitely has a lot of dramatic aspects to it. And it has a lot of like romantic moments, more romantic moments than I've ever filmed in a Hallmark movie.
Whoa. Really? Yeah. That's fun.
Yes. I like to say we have our notebook moments in there. It definitely has the drama. And I think it's just more like character driven than some of the other films that I've done on Hallmark.
Well, we're excited to see it. I think it's going to be really fun. Very creative.
Yeah.
We'd like to take a second from this episode of the podcast to celebrate our sponsor of this episode, and that is the Hallmarkies Patreon.
Do you love Hallmarkies Podcast?
Do you want an inside scoop into what happens on the podcast?
Do you want early access to episodes and loads of cool perks?
Now is the time to become a patron of Hallmarkies Podcast.
By becoming a patron, you get to access our patron Facebook group.
You can request episodes or even be a guest on the podcast.
And most importantly, any patron can join our monthly movie watch-alongs with stars like Paul Campbell, Natalie Hall, and more.
It's as low as $2 a month to join in and become a special part of the Hallmarkies family.
Please consider, and we will love you forever.
Go to patreon.com/Hallmarkies.
That's patreon.com/Hallmarkies.
Well, we like to end our interviews with some fun, silly questions. So, okay. All right. First one, what is the best ice cream flavor?
Oh, you know, like a pure Gemini, I switch almost every time I go. But I think if I had to pick, it's so funny because who complicates an ice cream flavor? Of course I do. Because sometimes it's like chocolate is just like the way to go for me. But then if it's soft serve, I love like soft serve vanilla with chocolate sprinkles. But if I'm at like Hillwinds, you got to go with the chocolate fudge brownie.
Good. All right. What is your favorite color?
My favorite color is like Hunter Emerald Green.
Oh, it's very on brand. Love Christmassy. Color.
I know, right? It's a new favorite color for me. I'm like so obsessed with green right now.
Okay, good. All right. What music are you into right now?
Oh, I'm into everything. Like my playlist consists of James Blake, Mariah Carey, old girl groups from the 50s and 60s, Roy Orbison. I love literally like everything. And then I also have like obviously like Broadway show tunes in there. I've been obsessed with the new Moulin Rouge. I actually got to go to New York this weekend and I don't know how to say his last name. Aaron Tveit.
Aaron Tveit. Yeah, you saw it. He just ended. So you got one of his last.
I know. That's why we flew there because I was like, I saw it here in Chicago and then I saw I saw online a clip of him singing the part of the Roxanne song. And I was like, and I told my best friend, she's like, this is his last weekend. Let's go. I was like, I'm down. So we went and we saw it on Friday night. And when he sang the Roxanne, I've never seen a vocal performance like that in my life. I was like,
my gosh,
he's otherworldly. I called my boyfriend and I was like, babe, you don't understand. It was so good. So I've definitely been playing that song on repeat. It just gives me chills.
I'm a huge Broadway nerd, so I'm with you. I just went in March on a trip, and it was so fun. It was a Broadway specific trip with a group called Utah Theater Lovers, and so I actually went to 7 shows. It was amazing.
That's amazing. I went to 4 this weekend in 3 days.
So you saw Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge. I took one for, I shouldn't say this, but I've seen Hamilton now 6 times. So I saw Hamilton because my best friend had never seen it. And she has been watching it on Disney Plus like over and over again. So I
watched. You can never see Hamilton too many times.
You can't.
I mean, I've seen it twice.
There's so much going on that you learn something new every time. You know what I mean? And then I saw A Strange Loop, which was
jealous,
amazing. And then I saw Tina.
Oh, amazing too.
I have to be honest with you, like I don't know that much about Tina Turner, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm sure it'll be fun, but I wasn't expecting a lot out of it. Again, like if you took what he did in Roxanne, that like I've never seen a vocal performance like that in my life. This girl that was performing it, that was her the entire time.
Amazing.
I was like,
I saw that last October. So good.
Oh, amazing.
All right. Well, what is your go-to date night food?
Ooh.
And then we've been saying lately, maybe your DoorDash order.
Seriously. We love a good order. My boyfriend and I, our favorite, one of our favorite go-to restaurants out here, if we're not like trying to go super fancy or anything, is this place called Abba. And it is like a Mediterranean type thing, but he loves this eggplant spread, and their pita bread is the best pita bread in the world, I think. I'm not even kidding you. It is so good.
Sounds good. All right. What's your favorite, dogs or cats?
Ooh, dogs. Okay. Beaches. Like I was saying ooh, dogs, but no. Ooh, dogs. I mean, I love cats too. I definitely do, but there's nothing like a dog, I don't think.
I would say 90% of people say dog.
Sure.
It's big. So beaches or mountains?
Mountains.
Okay. Would you rather be in a fancy dress or sweats? 100%. Okay. What is your favorite holiday to celebrate?
Well, I mean, I guess Christmas. I mean, I love being around family and stuff like that, but I try really hard to like take the stress out of Christmas, because I feel like it's gotten so stressful for so many people that sometimes start like Christmas shopping in like September so that I'm done by October. And I'm like, now I can enjoy all the holidays and not have to worry about anything. And I hate that it's so kind of like wrapped up in that. So Christmas for the most part, although sometimes it gets like hard too. Like, you know, I have my dad and some sisters on the East Coast, and then my mom in Michigan, and then my boyfriend's family is in Florida. So it's like, who are we going to miss out on seeing? But yeah, I guess Christmas.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to beat Christmas because it's a whole season as opposed to other holidays, which are just a day or a week.
However, maybe. I don't like that they've started like putting Christmas stuff out at the end of October now. Do you know what I mean? Like, that actually upsets me. I'm like, no, I want to enjoy Thanksgiving and then we get into Christmas.
It would certainly make our lives easier if they started later on the podcast. I mean, we start literally preparing for Christmas coverage in August. We planning and getting ready, and it's intense.
That's crazy. August. Oh my God.
Yeah. All right. Last question. What is your favorite Hallmark or romantic movie? And you can pick one of your own if you want.
Oh,
no judgment.
I think my favorite romantic movie is Moonstruck Romantic.
Oh, I love Moonstruck. Yeah, definitely. I love that movie. It's so good. Nicolas Cage is so good in that movie.
Oh my God, I know. Yeah. And she slaps him. She's like, snap out of it. And he's so in love with her. I'm like,
Yeah, so good. Very good choice. Well, you did it. You answered all the questions. Yay. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. I really appreciate it. And we'll look forward to the new movie. And hopefully we'll get to see you this holiday season as well. Yeah. And do you have a social media or anything like that you want to share?
I do. My Instagram handle is Tori DeVito.
And really appreciate it. And good luck in the movie.
Thank you so much. Thanks for talking with me.
Bye. Bye. I'd like to thank Tori for coming on the podcast. This was so much fun to get to talk with her, and let us know what you think about all the things we talked about. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. Check that out and make sure you're following the podcast at Hallmarkies Pod, Hallmarkies Podcast, all of our social media. And if you are listening on iTunes, please leave your ratings and reviews. That helps us so much. And if you are watching on YouTube, please give the video a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. We appreciate that so much. We also have our Patreon group and merch store, and take a look at all that. The information will be in the description. And thanks again to Tori, and we'll talk to y'all later. Bye, everyone.